Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. So, I had to run to work today. Well, I have a 4-day weekend, but I had to run to work today to drop off my time card. And I'm leaving to go to what's called the 320 store. And basically, it's a indoor fruit and vegetable stand and organic produce. But anyway, I work down by the river, right on the river, in a big, huge building, high-rise building. And I was going, and downtown, you know, the metro area, lots and lots of people during the day. And I'm passing people, and I'm looking at them, and they're all taking pictures with their camera phones. They're taking pictures of the sky, and they're all looking at the sky. And I thought, what's going on, you know? And it was groups of people, not just one person, but groups of them taking pictures. So I thought, okay, when I get to the 320 store, I'll stop and look at the sky, because I'm curious. Holy crud, Walmart's really busy. So anyway, I park the car and I look at the sky, and the clouds are just really, really strange looking. So I figured out, you know, that's what people were doing. They were taking pictures of the sky. Well, I did a Keek video, and I took some still pictures, but the pictures do not do justice to the sky. It was just so strange looking. And then this elderly black lady was walking with her grandchild, and I said, it kind of looks like the end of the world. And she said, you know the Bible, don't you? And I said, yes. And she says, you know, there's a part where when Jesus comes back the second time, that everybody will be looking at the sky. And I'm not kidding you. When I looked at all those people and they were taking pictures, and I drove for maybe 2 blocks from work to the fruit vegetable stand, and pretty much everybody with a smartphone or camera on their phone were taking pictures of the sky. So it was really kind of unnerving in a way. Creeped me out. The sky's normal now. It just looked like a blanket, you know, like the inside of a blanket. Undescribable. And I just wanted to say, yesterday, I didn't do the boo, because it got deleted by accident. and I just said how I could tell that McCogan wasn't around. Just I could just tell, and that I was actually thinking of him. And you know, you get used to hearing people's voices, and you get used to the comments. And I realized how strange, you know, that I'm used to a person, or that I'm, you know, expecting to listen to a person and what's going on with their lives. And I just wanted to give shout outs to Mac and say welcome back, and I'm glad that you enjoyed the Walgreens on every corner. It's so true. That's everywhere, though. It's either a CVS or a Walgreens, a bank, a car lot, or a bar. That's the United States on the corner in every city. Okay, so with that being said, I'm going to go inside and get a few grocery items from Walmart, since my stepson is here from Minnesota visiting. I'm making pasta tonight and some salad, something really simple. Laterness, people.